Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled because with us today we have Annette Sun. Annette is a fabulous author of the new bestseller, No Food for You, Missy. Annette, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Vicki. Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about your experience and why you decided to write the book.
That is a two-part question, or a two-part answer, I should say. The reason for me to write the book was very different from the reason I decided to publish. So I'll start with the writing, obviously. The book is about my experience that I had when I was diagnosed with food allergies and food sensitivities that were so impactful on my life that it was a big change that I needed to make in my life. And I started to write about it as a way to cope with the situation. As I'm receiving this diagnosis and the doctor's instructions to cut out all this food out of my life that I had been eating all this time, thinking it was healthy for me, I realized that this is going to be a very difficult year. But if I can make light of it, if I can maybe express this in a funny way, then I could cope with it. And so I pictured myself telling my best friend the story. This is what happened today, and this is what the doctor told me. And then the next day I wrote, well, this is now what I'm finding out, how much impact this is going to have on my life, and so forth. So this is how my writing started. And then as I'm going through this experience, I was sharing it with friends around me. And then, of course, people come up and say, oh, wait, I have something similar going on. I'd be interested in reading your notes. And that was after I had enough of that, finally my decision to think maybe I should spread this information, that because I was learning a lot. And I figured if I share this with enough people, there will be at least one person who will have either been able to laugh about their situation along with me and my failures, or learn something from the things that I've learned. Then that was my hope for publishing this book.
That is so fantastic. So what are some of the important things that people should know about food allergies? Tell us a little bit about, from your perspective and your experience, what that looked like for you.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you asked that, because I was not ever a specialist in health food or anything, but I did always have a strong interest in health and healthy foods to keep my family and keep my body healthy as, you know, everybody gets older. So my thought was that I was eating pretty healthy, I thought. And I've, you know, read whatever was current information. And so it came as a big shock to me to find out that I was allergic to so many things that I had been eating, including things like chicken and spinach and things you would not necessarily consider allergens. So my experience was that I went into the doctor's office for a different reason. And as we're talking, he says, well, let me actually do a food panel on you just based on the symptoms you had. And symptoms were things like migraines, joint pain, gum inflammations. So it's not the typical thing where you think food allergies, maybe you break out in hives or have things of that nature. So I really, really did not relate the symptoms to food intake. And that experience of learning that no matter what we put into our bodies, it can have so many different effects, was an eye-opener. And once I learned the actual food, the breakdown of what it was that I had to cut out, I started eating the correct way for me, for my body, and much to my shock and relief, some of the symptoms started subsiding very quickly, and others were a process. But I have to say, eating right is just so important. It's been an experience that has even had an effect on my family now that my kids are looking at this and thinking, oh, it might be a good idea to eat healthy and stay away from pizza all day long.
That's terrific. That's a terrific impact. So what basically drew you to the idea that you might have food allergies, or what are some of the signs that people that may not know they have food allergies might be experiencing that they're not paying much attention to, but it could really be impacting their life?
Right. Like I said, in my case, it was migraines, severe migraines, and they were becoming more frequent and more severe over time. And then joint pains, like when you wake up in the morning, my fingers would hurt. And it was always the first thing I did in the morning. I wake up and wiggle my finger, and oh, sure enough, there it was. But after I started cutting out the allergenic foods, I still wiggle my finger every morning, first thing, and it's a miracle. They don't hurt. They don't hurt anymore. So other symptoms people could have that I've heard from friends that they have are just aches, feeling unwell, and it could even go into your mood. People have expressed that they're just unhappy, and your gut is related to your brain, which is related to everything, obviously. So symptoms can vary so widely, and of course not everything is going to be tied to food, but a lot of things could be. So I think it's a good idea for people to pay attention to how they feel and what their body tells them. If people are having symptoms, pay attention to what you feel like when you eat certain things. And maybe if people have symptoms, do a diary of food intakes. Maybe that'll give some conclusion, some hints maybe.
That is really marvelous. So this was quite an adjustment for you, and your book is amazing in describing how you went through the process. But what are some of the recommendations that you would give others if they have to make a radical life change for their health?
Yes, if people find out that, oh goodness, yes, I am allergic to a whole food group, such as maybe dairy, or a whole group, such for me it was poultry, I couldn't eat any birds, and far more than that. But if you find out that you're allergic to one or more foods, then the best is, for me anyway, is to grab the bull by the horn and just go run into the opposite direction. For me, I cut out cold turkey, all of these foods, and they were probably about 90% of the things I was eating. I went to the health food stores and read labels like other people would consume novels. I mean, I was reading all the time and being very, very strict about it. Not everybody can be maybe so strict right away. It takes time to find the foods you can eat, finally. But if you do, it helps so much. So I would encourage people, if they find out they need to go the other way, to just experiment and go full force forward in tackling that, because the longer you prolong a health issue, the worse it could get, obviously. And I'm glad I caught this, even though it was accidental that we discovered this. I'm so glad I caught this before things got worse, because messing with your stomach and your digestion, it could lead to leaky gut, and that could open a whole bigger array of problems. So I would recommend, yes, find out the facts of what you are really, truly allergic to or sensitive to, and find substitutes as quickly as possible.
Yeah. For those that aren't familiar, what is leaky gut? Can you just kind of explain that to us in a non-medical term?
not medical term, is the only term I can explain it in. So leaky gut is when your intestines, they should have a protective film around the wall of the intestine that allows the nutrients to go through with the way your body should function, but it should close up again, like tiny little openings should close up again so all the waste comes out the proper way. If you have leaky gut based on having inflammation in your gut, that means that those tiny little openings are either opening too wide or for too long, and due to certain foods, like for example gluten, that is a protein, many people are at least learning that they're sensitive or allergic to gluten. That function is to make these little openings in the gut to allow nutrients to go through. If you have too much gluten, well, that opening stays, and now all these other things that shouldn't enter your system can find ways into your bloodstream, and then they will settle somewhere in your body, and they typically settle on organs or fatty tissue, which your brain, for example, is your fattiest organ, and cause problems there because the body will realize, oh, there's stuff there that shouldn't be there, so let's go attack it, and now that goes into autoimmune diseases. Like your body will attack its own organs because things have entered your system that should not be there. So it could get ugly, really ugly.
Well, you've just learned so much from this experience. It's incredible. And
yes,
now you're in total fabulous health, and as is your family, their health has improved too as a result of all that you've learned. So for people just starting out, what are some recommendations you could make if they suspect they may have some food allergies?
I think if people suspect it, then they're probably on to a good gut feeling, so to speak, already. So if someone suspects that maybe I don't do well with dairy, or maybe I don't do well with bread and things of that nature, like I said earlier, really do pay attention and start maybe doing a diary of your food intake. And you have to be very diligent about it because little things could change. For me, for another friend also, we found that it's not necessarily always gluten. It could also be the yeast in bread that makes people feel bad. So just pay attention. Do a food diary very diligently. Do not be alarmed as what you write down, because doing a food diary can be very embarrassing, but just keep it to yourself and your doctor possibly. And then if you find out that, yes, there is a tendency to, whenever I eat this, the day after I feel such and such, and not so good, or maybe right away, then, yeah, start cutting it out and bring it up to your doctor. For me, it was really important to find a holistic doctor, a naturopath, because they do tests in that direction, maybe more detailed and more thorough than your regular annual checkup with your regular doctor. And I think it's a good idea to just, if you have the means and if you have access to find holistic health, it's a good investment, I found, in your health. That is fine even if you have to pay out of pocket. But I found that it's really, really important to do that and to follow that path.
And that's really a wonderful suggestion. And combining with your health, more traditional medicine in addition to more natural medicine is wonderful, because there's gifts in both, really. And so it's great to get
Absolutely.
A take on all of it. Yeah, that's fantastic. So after writing this amazing book, but I wanted to ask you before we part here, what do you hope your book will do if it were to impact those around you closely, as well as, I mean, your book is now all over the world. It's an international bestseller. What do you hope that will do if you were looking at it almost like a legacy for the readers? What do you hope they'll take away?
I hope that people who are in a similar situation as I was, starting from zero knowledge really to being thrown into this arena, I hope that somebody in that situation can read my book and either get a good laugh about my failures and my experiences, and then
feel that they're not alone in this. They're not the only ones struggling to figure out their own path and their own way. There are a lot more people out there than I would have known before I entered this area. And so I would hope that people, number one, know that they're not alone. Number two, learn from, pick up what I learned already. There are a lot of information pieces in it that I took straight away out of my doctor's office. I went and asked questions, and all those answers are recorded in the book. And that also, hopefully, I make their situation a little bit lighter, help them to look up and see this is not the end of life. This might very well be the beginning of a better life.
That is so beautiful. What an amazing contribution. Well, if people would like to connect with you and learn more about what you're doing, give us your website so that we would be able to hop in there and benefit from your wisdom.
Right. Well, so for this book specifically, it's on Facebook under No Food for You, Missy. So that would be facebook.com/nofoodforyoumissy. And also, as a life coach, I can give you my email address. That is annettesun@simplifyandlive.com, because that is the mission, to make life simpler and then live.
I love it. I love it. Annette, thank,
thank
you so much for being with us. And, of course, the book can be found on Amazon, No Food for You, Missy. I love the title. Love the title.
Thank you.
And, again, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us and your experience. It's always a delight to spend time with you, Annette.
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com, M-Y-B-O-O-K-M-Y-B-I-Z.com, and everyone have a fabulous week.